milling industry representatives from across sub-Saharan Africa received a virtual peek at the 2021 Kansas wheat harvest during a June 24th virtual trade team. Each year, about half of the Kansas wheat crop is exported, emphasizing the importance of informational exchanges like this for keeping current and future customers informed on crop progress, condition, and trade flows. 45 milling industry representatives from throughout the sub-Saharan African region attended the virtual event. According to Justin Gilpin, Kansas Wheat CEO, there is a bond that our farmers hold with customers in the sub-Saharan African region, and we welcomed this opportunity to bring them to Kansas virtually. Sharing as much information as possible directly with buyers, early and often during the Kansas wheat harvest, is a priority for us. Chad Wygand, U.S. Wheat Associates Regional Director for Sub-Saharan Africa, based in Cape Town, South Africa, said the virtual format has allowed U.S. Wheat to expand market and crop updates to more participants from more countries across the region while maintaining targeted training webinars for specific countries or companies. During the virtual trade team meeting, African customers heard from experts in the U.S. wheat marketing chain. Justin Gilpin and Roy Shaneman of the Nebraska Wheat Board provided insights on the Kansas and Nebraska wheat crops. Kansas State University's wheat extension specialist Romulo Lulato walked through the 2021 growing season and its impacts on the 2021 Kansas hard red winter wheat crop, while Eric Sperber of Cornerstone Ag discussed the 2021 hard white wheat crop and specific market logistics for hard white wheat exports. Matt Murphy, wheat line manager with The Andersons, Inc., provided insights on the U.S. and global grain trade situation. With a combine unloading into a grain cart on the go in the background, Tyler Ettinger, a Kansas wheat farmer from Meade, joined in for a live discussion from the harvest field.